Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the year ahead forecast for each life path number. Now, keep in mind, these forecasts are going to be different than your own personal year ahead forecast. They will be relevant and you will feel these energies. However, if you're looking for sort of a more dialed in version, then I highly recommend a year ahead forecast, a personal year ahead forecast, where we'll look at your own personal numerology. Because again, the calculations are very different for this reading and for the personal year ahead forecast. So if you're interested in that, then you can book some time with me. And really, anytime it's a good time to get a year ahead forecast. It'll give you an insight into the following 12 months and what they could bring and the types of energies you'll be working with. And it's broken down month by month, as well as an overview for the year ahead. If you're interested in that, anytime's a good time, but this is a great time because I'm recording this in the beginning of November. And so if you book now, you will get November and December of 2023, as well as January through December 2024. So you're getting a couple months extra thrown in there. So if you're interested in that, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's take a look at what could be coming up. So first and foremost, and this is relevant for every life path number, collectively, we are going to be working with the energy of the eight, okay? So 2024 is an eight universal cycle. So this is going to bring in key themes around money, control, or a relationship to money. Or our relationship to people in some degree of power or control or abundance. Also, it can bring up power struggles, as well as empowerment. So we could have opportunities show up this year to step into greater self-empowerment or to alleviate or find solutions for power struggles and how those may show up. This is also going to be a year that'll focus on authority and how to take authority within your own life, as well as manage your own life. So really when the eight comes through in a cycle, we're being asked to take responsibility for our own journey, okay? And be very mindful of how we are showing up to the greater collective and how our actions have a greater influence or impact on the all, right? So this year is also going to bring into focus a lot about integrity and where there might be a lack of integrity and where there needs to be a boost in integrity. And remember, this can also happen on the global stage because this is the universal cycle. But we will feel these themes very strongly within our own journey as well. There could be things that come up around opportunities for success, abundance, progression when it comes to your career or your expertise. You might want to hone in on your certain skills and then express those skills in a way where you're sharing your wisdom, your knowledge to, again, assist in bettering another, right, in there as far as their business or their career or whatever the case may be. When the eight comes through in a cycle, this is a great time to use your own power, influence, status, money, resources to help to uplift, empower, inspire another. So opening doors for others, giving them an opportunity that they might not have had if you did not extend that offer. So when the eight comes into play, it's really sort of trying to balance where there's integrity and where there isn't. And we can see that potentially come in around money, resources, power this year, again, on a global stage. So we could see some things crumble. We could see some shocking events that look to equalize power, money, resources, to bring it back into integrity, or at least initiate that process. Anytime we have an eight cycle, we're being asked to have some level of spiritual evolution on the material plane. The eight governs or is in charge of the material plane. It is very connected to the spiritual realm as well, but is very focused on the material plane. So it will bring into focus, again, on a global stage as well as individually, you know, where it is that we could evolve a bit more when it comes to, again, our relationship to money, power, status, influence, all of those things. How can we infuse more integrity into those areas of our own life? And then again, on the larger arena, we could be looked at, or we could be looking at our relationship again to money, and where it is that maybe we give our power away when it comes to money or status or any of those things that I mentioned. So again, at the core of this, it's about self-empowerment. It's also about using that self-empowerment to uplift, empower, inspire others. So it becomes this sort of synergy where we're working together and merging our wisdom, our expertise, our abundance to uplift, empower, inspire the greater good through our own actions. I would also say there could be an influence, or there could be a strong pull to get very serious and focused on what it is that you feel called to become the expert in, right? So there may be something that has been pulling at you to really sort of invest the time and energy and resources into it, so that you can step into that sort of mastery of whatever that is. And it doesn't have to be career related. It could be just your own personal growth and evolution, however it comes in for you. But there's definitely something about mastery and sort of authority in some area. And that doesn't mean that it's better than or less than anybody else. It just means that we are all experts at something eventually. And when we share that expertise, we contribute to the greater good. So all of these themes could be coming up this year for a greater reflection, and to kind of see where it is that we can make some adjustments or modifications to really step into this 8 cycle and what it has to offer. Also, themes of control could be coming up. And sometimes we have to reach a boiling point before we start to see the resolution or the solutions. So on a global stage, we may see things bubbling to the surface about control. And regardless of, you know, there's so many ways that could come in. But also in our own lives, where is it that we're trying to have control over a situation or a person or something? And it's actually self-sabotaging us. So all of these themes could be coming in this year at some point to be worked with more deeply and to be adjusted and to step into the higher octave of the 8, which again, really at its core has to do with integrity. So with that being said, let's take a look at each individual life path number. Life path number 7. So for you all, for 2024, you're going to be working with the energies of the 6, and you're going to be working with flamingo energy. So I'm going to talk about this because these are some interesting energies. Also, you're going to, just like the rest of us, be working with the overarching energy of the 8, right? So what's interesting, let's talk about the 6 first. So the 6 energy, when it comes in as a cycle, especially as a long cycle, you know, a year long, there can be a lot around the home, family, friends, romantic partnerships, soul connections, love, how we love, how we show up to love, how we receive love, how we think about love. There can also be this sort of stronger influence or connection to your community, or a community can come in for you that you feel sort of soul aligned with. That's very possible under 6 energy. Also, there can be taking relationships to another level under 6 energy. So especially when it's combined with that overarching energy of the 8, because 8 energy also governs like contracts or legal agreements. So for some of you, you might get into some kind of deeper connection contractually. That's possible through marriage. You could also see divorce as well. It would fall under this energy. Buying or selling a house, moving locations, changing your community. So literally moving from one community to another and, you know, setting up shop there type thing. and then getting integrating with that new community. There could be some things when we have a sick cycle. There can be things that come to the surface around honesty and, of course, love, right? And so when we go through a sick cycle, it's going to bubble to the surface anything that we have been avoiding or we don't want to see or we haven't wanted to deal with because we haven't wanted to sort of face that elephant in the room. When we're in a sick cycle, and I always sort of use this analogy but or metaphor, it's like the six brings the elephant into the room and won't let the elephant leave until the conversation is had, until whatever is sort of creating disharmony is dealt with and addressed. And then both people or all people involved can go on their merry way in their, you know, for their higher good type thing. So the six energy will often bring things to the surface to be rectified, to be dealt with. So if there's anything you've been sort of sweeping under the carpet or been avoiding or haven't wanted to deal with, this will likely be the year that you're being asked or confronted with whatever this is to deal with it. And the point of that is to get whatever that is from a lower vibration to a higher vibration, right? To that vibration of love and honesty. And when I'm talking about honesty, I'm talking about being very honest with yourself about what you want, what you need, how you feel, and then being very honest with the other person about what you want, what you need, how you feel, and then having space for the other person to be very honest with you about what they want, what they need, how they feel. And when I say have space for that, I mean not, be open to maybe they want something very different than you and you might not want to hear that, but we need to honor that. We need to honor the honesty of someone else just as we would want someone to honor our own honesty, if that makes sense. So all these themes could be coming up for you all this year. If there's anything that needs to come up for you this year in those areas. So just be aware of that. But this can also be a time for meeting soul contracts or relationships, healing, mending, coming together in some kind of unification. And it doesn't have to be romantic. It can be any kind of connection, right? But that's deeper. That's closer to your heart type thing. So it's beyond the acquaintance energy. You could see that you sort of come to the realization that there are, you know, that there is love, right? There's like that unconditional love, but there's different ways to show love and to receive love. And again, that comes back to the honesty and, you know, communicating to your partner or your friend or your family how you feel good in receiving love. What does that look like? What's your love language, so to speak? And again, being very open to hearing what that is for the other person, and then compromise. So compromise is a big one under six energy. It's how can we compromise to meet in the middle, to find harmony, balance, and truth, and love. Sacrifice is a no, right? Sacrifice is totally different. It's a lower vibration. It's sacrificing oneself does not lead to healthy connections. But compromise is willing to take a close look and be very honest with yourself about what is it that you would be willing to compromise for this connection in order to strengthen it. But you have to be okay with compromising it. And if you're not okay with compromising it and the other person is asking you to, then perhaps that's not your person and that's okay. So all of these themes can come up under a 6 year. And it's really asking us to take a closer look at, again, how we view love, how we show up to love, how we receive love, how we honor love in another person and their love language, et cetera, et cetera. So all of these themes could be up on the table for examination this year. Let's see. The other thing is you could see, like I mentioned, sort of things to do with the home, like changes within the home. So people moving in, people moving out, getting a new pet, or, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, a pet may cross over, right? So there's anything to do with the home, family, pets could really come up around this time, as well as finances to do with the home. So you could see a change in that. Maybe you'll start working from home and then I don't know, right? Or maybe you'll start, maybe you were working in the home and then you'll start working in the office or something like that. The other thing I would say, especially because that eight overarching energy is there, you might come into a partnership, and it can be a business partnership as well, because you have that eight overarching energy. And that has the potential to bring in a greater amount of finances, right? Like resources. It's very possible when you are working with six energy, and then you also have the eight overarching energy of the universal cycle, that you could meet someone or become a partner with someone, romantic partnership, that you start working with that person. And through that collaboration, it has the potential to be very financially successful, very successful in its place in the world. So I just immediately think of like power couples, right? Whatever that means, but you know what I mean? So that's also very, very possible with these energies, like the power duo type thing. But with eight energy, there's integrity. So, and then with the six energy, it's the vibration of love. So those two coming together, integrity and love, that's what I mean by power, not what, you know, the sort of 3D ego driven idea of power is. But for some of you sevens, this has the potential for you to unite with someone in a, say like a romantic partnership that you also work with, that has the potential to just bring a tremendous amount of good into the world, if that's on the trajectory. Okay, the only thing I want to say about flamingo energy, there's a couple of things actually. With flamingo energy, it's really bringing in this energy of the balancing act, right? So we just think about the flamingo on one foot, right? So there is this thing about balancing. And I would say making sure that there's an equal exchange of energy in your connections, meaning that you are giving as much as you're receiving. And, you know, if you need to carry more sometimes, that's okay. If you need to receive more, that's okay. But it should balance out. So if there's some relationship or connection that you are overgiving or overreceiving, it will likely come into the scope, right, to be looked at, because there has to be that balance. If it's out of balance, it can lead to toxicity. So there needs to be that balance. So are you taking up your space, and are you allowing the other person to take up their space as well? Is it an equal exchange of energy? And what I can also tie this to is, if you think about the flamingo, when they have their young, they'll actually lose their coloring. So they'll go from pink to like a white kind of color, they'll go from like this vibrant pink to a more subtle pink or more white color, because they're losing their nutrients. They're giving all of their nutrients to their young. Then once the young are able to care for themselves, then the flamingo will go off and, you know, regenerate, right? Like rejuvenate, and it'll eat and all that stuff. And then it'll get its coloring back. But it's kind of that same kind of energy when I'm thinking about six energy and balancing and compromise and all of those things, and the equal exchange of energy. Just make sure that you're not losing your coloring for somebody else. Make sure that it's an equal exchange of energy. And I think areas within your life where it's not will absolutely come up for evaluation this year. And you're going to have to look at that and see, where is it that I need to give a little bit more, and where is it that I need to receive a little bit more from this person? And then guess what? Then you have to have the conversation. So that honesty. So big year for you all, big year potentially. And it really does bring it back to the home and the home environment and what's closest to your heart. But balance is always going to be key. And life will show you what it is that you need to know in order to balance that out. So I hope it is a beautiful 2024 for you all. Take care, sevens. Bye for now.